60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, we have breaking news out of the music industry.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad we're so current with our breaking news sound effects.
Yeah, that was terrible.
We don't do a lot of music updates on the show, even though we're supposed to.
We're on the radio.
So that's why we haven't used that since 1998.
Yeah. None of us actually listen to the music that we play. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, he's right.
Brooke still rocks her Lilith Fair playlist.
Hey, dude. You
Jose
can't go wrong with Indigo Girls.
Listens to the Wiggles on repeat.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun. Energy. All
and
about energy.
I only listen to the soundtrack from the 1984 breakdancing movie Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo on repeat.
What?
Great.
I don't know, but now I want to listen to it.
But when something huge happens in the music industry, we have to talk about it. And reports are two extremely famous artists have gotten together for a major collaboration. I'm talking about George Michael and Michael Jackson.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
When are we gonna? I'm not gonna tell him. I thought you
According
knew.
To a British TV psychic named Derek Acora, not only have George Michael and Michael Jackson met up in heaven, but he says they're currently making music together in the afterlife.
Oh, really?
And they're working on a brand new album.
You know, there's some people that would argue not all of those people went to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I don't.
I just want to hear them in studio together. You know, it's like, come on, Michael, just tell me. Tell me the truth. I can't. I'm not going to tell you that. I just rather sing.
I bet they'd make great music.
Yeah.
I hope they find Whitney Houston up there.
Oh, maybe. That'd be nice.
Good collab.
Anyway, it'll only be available to people who have already passed, so.
Oh, no, it's exclusive.
There's only one way to get that album. How big of a fan are you? I guess is the question. Text in
dark.
78592. Are you excited to hear this new Michael Jackson and George Michael collaboration?
Oh, someday.
It's a George Michael.
One day. Text in 78592. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because they asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of that because I had the shock caller last, and I got Jose. So Jose's grabbing the shock caller. While he puts that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
It's hard to believe, but looks like the 2010s are finally coming to an end.
That's so great. A whole decade over.
Jeez.
That's why The Hollywood Reporter just published a list of the top 10 best TV shows of the last decade.
Ooh.
And some of the ones that were near the top of that list included shows like Breaking Bad, Mad Men, and Atlanta. But the number one TV show from their list is also the only sitcom to make the top 10. What popular show is it?
Sitcom?
I thought for sure it was going to be Game of Thrones.
Oh, see, I thought Stranger Things right away. But that's even better.
Well, the first sitcom, the one that's made the most money probably in the last decade is... What is the one about the dorks?
Big Bang Theory?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Offensive.
Oh, God. Yeah, what's the text coming now, Brooke?
Right.
I couldn't think of the name of it.
Stupid dorks.
Hey! You knew what I was talking about.
You know what else I've been thinking about, but it's only been a few years that I can't stop hearing about it, is that show Power. It's like supposed to be really
good.
It's
not a sitcom, though.
That's true, yeah. That was with, what's his name?
50 Cent.
Jesse Smollett was on that one, or was that another one?
Empire.
That's Empire. That's what I'm thinking about, is Empire. Yeah. Still, not
those are different things.
Never mind. Hold on.
Let's bring it back here.
Okay, so Big Bang is a really good guess.
I loved The Mindy Project, but I don't know if anybody else did.
Her.
Dude, it's so good.
Oh, but wait a minute.
If you haven't binged The Mindy Project, you
Speaking
should.
Speaking of her, though, she was a writer for The Office.
Yeah, but The Office wasn't this last decade, was it?
Oh, was it just, it started before. Actually, I think
what about
so.
Okay? Here's one that's in the last decade that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Parks and Rec. That was in this last decade, wasn't it?
That was a good show.
And what's the other really funny one? Community.
Yeah, not as funny as Parks and Rec.
Really? Yeah, Parks and Rec is great.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
The 2010s are coming to an end, which is why The Hollywood Reporter just published a list of the top 10 best TV shows of the last decade. The number one TV show on their list is also the only sitcom to make the top 10. What popular show is it? And hint, this show didn't actually start in the 2010s, but the majority of its airtime happened in this decade.
I'm thinking The Office again now. I love The Office.
No, The Office.
Someone asked me for a quote.
When did it end? Anybody know? When did the last season end? I think it was...
I don't know.
2012.
Digital Jake says 2012.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I believe him.
Oh, no. That means the majority was...
I think you go back to Parks and Rec. That's a great show.
Big Bang is so safe, though.
All right, go for it.
But that was mostly in...
No. Big Bang Theory just ended. Like,
I feel like you guys don't ever watch any TV because you guys have no clue about anything.
Right?
I just look at Twitter and what people are tweeting about, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that show.
What about Modern Family?
Ooh, and they won a ton of awards.
Or The Middle.
Stop saying things that sound good. Modern Family or I'm going to go Big Bang Theory.
Final answer?
Yes.
A Hollywood Reporter published a list of the best TV shows of the 2010s, and out of the top 10 on that list, only one of them was a sitcom. You're guessing it's Big Bang Theory. It turns out the number one show of the decade, according to Hollywood Reporter, is a very popular sitcom that aired on NBC from 2009 until its final season in 2015 with an all-star cast including Amy Poehler, Nick Offerman, and Chris frickin' Pratt.
Brooke was right!
Talking about Parks and Recreation.
Oh,
dude, it's
such
a good show.
Yeah, that is a really great cast.
Got it wrong, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear Poker Face by Lady Gaga, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Can't read my, no, he can't read my poker face. She's got me like nobody. Can't read my, no, he can't read my poker face. She got me like nobody.
So loud.
What was that?
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.